Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Episode 2499 of the number one podcast and Apple podcast for job search. You are listening to or watching No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. And when I said 2499, Monday is episode 2500, the first job search podcast to hit that number of episodes at all. It's rare that a podcast in general does it, let alone one in the job search space, but Monday we hit it. I'm going to have a special show for you. Today's is an answer to one of those tough interview questions, but it's geared toward managers. And, well, you'll listen to the show. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give the show a great review wherever you watch it or listen to it. Again, Spotify, it's a video podcast. All the other platforms, audio only. And that's fine. You know, watch it, listen to it, do whatever you like. But use the information that you learn on this show so that this way you don't make some of the mistakes I've seen people make for so many years. And we'll be back in just one moment. Here are two fun back-to-back interview questions that you as a manager or you as a leader in an organization can be asked. The first one is, how do you recognize incompetence? And it might be followed up by, how do you recognize excellence? Forrest Gump put it very well. Stupid is as stupid does. And thus, the notion that you're going to evaluate people for their incompetence, I think, is the wrong word. They're failures. They're failings in a role. And thus, it's based upon performance. Now, rarely is it because someone doesn't want to do a good job. Most people do. So the question is, why is the performance failure occurring? Often it's because they don't have the resources to support them. Sometimes it's because they don't have the will to do what they need to do. Your job is to identify standards that everyone agrees to by which they're going to be evaluated and measured so that in this way there's an objective criteria that you can use to assess someone's performance. Same thing is true with excellence. How do you recognize excellence? Above and beyond. We've got basic measures by which you've established standards of performance, and you might discuss what some of those standards are for excellence, for incompetence, or failure for an employee. And thus, how do you benchmark becomes part of the conversation. How do you recognize, how do you support the person who's failing to pull them in or dispose of them if that's really what's going to be necessary? Obviously, you hope it isn't, but standards have to exist. You set the standards in cooperation with them, and then you, in answering this question, talk about how you deal with performers who are above the line and below the line. Below the line tends to be easiest. Above the line tends to be more complicated. Is it that you try and get them advancement opportunity? You give them more challenges. You talk with them about where they want to take their successes as they move forward. Whatever it is, figure out what your standards are for supporting someone moving ahead who's performing extremely well. Hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. My website is thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the site and go exploring. There's just going to be a lot there to help you in the blog. In addition, you can schedule time for a free discovery call with me for coaching. Schedule time for a coaching session. Find out about my courses, books, and guides. There's just a lot there to help you. Also, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.